Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Today I'm going to be talking to you about something that many developers are just expected to know and yet nobody really wants to tell us about them. That is, of course, version numbering. If you're not a developer, keep listening. Version numbers are as important to users as they are to a developer. And in a moment I will tell you why. First of all, what exactly is a version number? Well, you might have seen them and just not realized that you have. For example, if you've ever seen a program called Junk Program Version 2.1 or Junk Program Version 2017.2.5, anything like that, generally it's numbers, usually they're decimals. What does this actually mean? I mean, we can sort of guess a bit. I mean, 2017.05.05, that's probably a date, maybe a release date. Well, that's what this tutorial is going to tell you about, really. Many developers use different methods for their version numbers. This can be a problem. Probably the two most commonly used are called syntactic and date. Let's start with the most obvious. What is a date version number? A date version number might look like this. 2017.05.05. Now, in this example, it's pretty obvious. It was released on the 5th of May, 2017. But what if it looks like this? 2017.02.06. Now we've got a problem. Was this program released on the 6th of February 2017 or the 2nd of June 2017? And see, this is where the problem arises. Say that your user is using a piece of software that they downloaded on the 6th of February, but you've released a new one on the 2nd of June. If they're not following your date syntax properly, they won't download it. This is why syntactic version numbering has become something of a popular concept. Here's an example of syntactic version numbering. Version 2.3.4. What does this mean exactly? Syntactic programming, or syntactic version numbering rather, is divided into three sections: major, minor, and patch. Let's look at these in reverse order. First of all, patch numbers. These tend to be, as an example, when you fix a bug in your program. Something very minor that just requires a quick release. If your program is open source, this might be just the update of a single file. Let's talk about minor. Minor releases might be things such as a minor feature addition, such as, using our junk program from earlier, it might be the addition of a label where there wasn't one, or, for example, it might be adding one or two filters onto a filter system that was already there. Choosing between major and minor tends to be up to the developer largely, but the final category, major, tends to be the big releases. For example, the interface might change, the filter system might get added, things like that. Generally, the difference between major and minor is up to the developer himself. When you do release a major or minor release, the patches section will reset to zero. For example, if I was on version 1.2.3 of my program, this tells us that there have been one major release, two minor releases, and since then, three patches. To that end, if we then released a minor release, it would change to version 1.3.0. If we released a major release, it would change to version 2.0.0. So why is this important? At the end of the day, they're all just numbers that mean the same thing, don't they? Well, first of all, using a recognisable update method is important to a user as it helps us to keep track of what version we're using. For instance, if you're running version 2.3, and a developer releases version 2.4, you may think that's quite minor, but in actuality, that could be a feature addition. Similarly, if you are running version 1.1.1 and they release version 1.1.2, you might think that's quite a big release when it's just a bug fix. For developers, following the syntactic version numbering method actually helps make things easier. For example, if you're running an automatic updater in your program, you can then introduce the ability for the user to choose whether they want to subscribe to minor fixes, major fixes, or just patches. It also helps you as a developer in displaying what has changed in a much easier fashion, both categorically and otherwise. There's also another part to version numbering that a few developers have used over the past few years. These are more commonly referred to as stages of program development. When a program is created, it starts with an idea. This idea is then written down into code and developed, and then tested and released. But this is broken down into several sections. First of all is the most obvious, development. This is where the developer or developers sit down and make the program. Next is alpha stage. Alpha stage is a testing phase. This literally means where several users, more often than not developers, are given the compiled code, said this code compiles, does it do what it's told? In the example of our junk program, we would say, does the program clean up the junk files? Yes, it does. Okay, we'll move on to beta testing. No, it doesn't. Oh dear, better send that back to the developer, somebody screwed up. Next comes beta testing. Alpha testing is most commonly done by the developers, but beta testing can be done both by the developers or by a team. Obviously, some companies do public betaing as well. More often than not, though, these companies enjoy private alpha stages. In beta stages, it is the privilege of the team selected to be able to test this piece of software before it goes live, and it is their, I wouldn't say their honor, but their requirement that they should test it for bugs and let the developer know. In my own personal case, and as is the case with many developers, having a beta team is an extension of yourself. When you go to release, you want your program to be as bug-free as possible. You want it to be a smooth release, because at the end of the day, if you start releasing buggy software, your reputation takes a massive hit and nobody trusts you anymore. Not, of course, that I talk from experience. Much. Beta testers will try and find every bug they can in the program. For example, if a program says click A, then B, then C, a beta tester should click B, then A, then C, just on the principle of the matter, just to see what will happen. Similarly, if they see a button labeled don't press this, they should press it, unless it's red, in which case they should press it twice. Beta testing can be argued is probably the most important stage of the software release sequence, as it is at this stage that the major issues of the program, be those sort of in a game, be those balance, or be those bugs, typos, should be found, captured, fixed, and resolved. In the first time, before the program is released, we can consider that the development, alpha, and beta stages are version 0. The first public release of the program will then be version 1.0.0. And to clarify, this should be version 1.0.0, not 1.0.0.alpha.beta. Similarly, later on, if a bug is discovered, the next release would be 1.0.1, as it's a patch. Or you could argue for 1.1.0, but that's up to you. You can, of course, shorten this down just to 1.1, version 1, version 1.2, but that's entirely up to you. For conformity's sake, it is best to keep it with 1.1.1 or 1.0.1, etc. I hope that this tutorial has been useful to both the user and the developers who subscribe to these various, I suppose you could call them mini podcasts, if you will. Obviously, the opinions expressed in this tutorial are those of my good self and nobody else. Following them is by choice, and while I have sourced, in preparation for this tutorial, many development articles that were released on the subject, at the end of the day, following syntactic version numbering is up to the choice of the developer. And while I personally can highly recommend it, that's all this tutorial is, a recommendation. If you are, however, an aspiring developer, I hope that the explanations as to various version numberings has been somewhat helpful, and I look forward to receiving any feedback in the future. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Thank you very much for listening.